This is Susan Hidalgo Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Smith W. Hartley, President and Chief Editor of Louisiana Healthcare Journal, is here to tell us about his idea for a medical journal in our community. Welcome, Mr. Hartley.
Well, thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure to be here.
When did you first get the idea for the Louisiana Healthcare Journal, and was it an immediate success?
Well, it was an immediate success in regards to when we started it in 2007, that the advertising media world was a lot more friendly. And so when we jumped in, it was financially immediate success, and it was a success in the regards that it was well accepted. And it goes back probably to my 16 years in administration. I just canvassed the healthcare world and thought, wouldn't it be a fun idea to start a healthcare media and do it in the form of print, and unlike it's ever been done before. And so we did it from that perspective, from an administrator's perspective, and it's gone quite well for us. Thank you.
Well, how long did you work with it, that initial model in Baton Rouge, before you moved into other markets? And was moving into other markets a costly venture?
Well, we started in 2007 in Baton Rouge, and it was a great opportunity to spend that time tweaking what we did. We were still looking for our direction. As by the time we got started to where we are now, we've evolved into something a little different and I think a lot better. We started in the New Orleans market in 2011 with a very similar model that we use here. As far as being successful right away, it surprisingly worked out that it was well accepted, and I didn't. It wasn't actually a very much costly investment because we would pre-sell a lot of our advertising, and so the model worked for us. And then we started Little Rock in this past November, and with a very similar idea. And so far, it's been well received, and it's going quite well.
Well, you don't have a physical presence, correct?
That's correct.
In the other locations. How do you handle that?
Well, we spend a lot of time communicating with other people. In each of our markets, we have a local editorial advisory board, and that's made up of some local physicians, some local administrators, and we also use, in each of our cities, local freelance writers and photographers. And then it's a matter of me visiting each city and being in regular dialogue with the healthcare leaders about what the local stories are, what the local issues are. So we can do that from Baton Rouge. We can do it from anywhere, and we've chosen to do it from Baton Rouge. But it was quite interesting to see how that was going to play out in Little Rock, because New Orleans being in the same state, we had some crossover of state issues, and then just announcing to people of Arkansas that a Louisiana company was going to be the experts in their healthcare reporting was just an interesting concept to me, to see if we really could do this. And so the fact that we've began this and it's going well, and the feedback that we've gotten has been really nice and really positive, it encourages me to go into other cities.
So you will be going to additional locations. It sounds like it.
Well, that's the plan, and at this point, I don't see any reason not to. If I can do one and it works, and I can do two, and then I can do three, and I'm three for three, then I don't see any reason I shouldn't continue. So, we've got some ideas on different locations. We've looked at areas of Tennessee. There's Memphis, Knoxville, and Nashville, and then possibly Florida and North Carolina. So, it's trying to decide if and how and where to lay these out, but each time we do it, we learn something, and so the model becomes better, and our understanding of how to go into a different market becomes better.
Are the majority of your readers, are they in the healthcare industry, and do you see the journal heading in a different direction when the Affordable Care Act is fully implemented?
Well, as far as who reads the journal and who gets the journal, we have a distribution plan that includes all physicians, chiropractors, dentists, administrators, and those that we deem to be healthcare professionals and leaders, and we mail out in each market more than 10,000 copies.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Hartley. For more information about the Louisiana Healthcare Journal and a podcast of today's program, go to wrkf.org. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.